Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. On today's show, let's talk about cutting corners. A lot of people try and do things. Maybe they think it's going to be the easy way, and they kind of cut corners, don't dot all the I's and cross all the T's. Let's look at some of the ways that people try to cut corners in their retirement planning, which can result in a very dangerous situation. A lot of folks, maybe you get, you know, middle age or past middle age, and you think back over the decades and remember that you didn't do a very good job saving money. You didn't save as much as you'd like. And then you end up taking too much risk trying to make up for not saving enough in earlier years. I'm sure that you've met a lot of people who fall into that category.
Yeah, I see that a little too often. And that situation is almost certain to end badly at some point, probably in the not too distant future. That strategy really requires you to take more risk than you're personally comfortable with in this catch-up mode. And what you usually do is you have a buy and hold mentality. You try to tell yourself, I'm going to take on more risk, and regardless of what happens, I'm just going to hang on. And then what I see from experience is almost always you end up selling in a panic when the market is down, say, 30% or so. So exactly the opposite of what you told yourself that you were going to do. So since trees don't grow to the sky and the market doesn't go up forever, what you're going to probably look back in 2 or 3 years from now, when the market's down almost assuredly 30 to 50% and the next recession is almost over, that's the time that if you're going to take on additional risk, that's the toughest time to do it and the smartest time to do it. So hindsight will tell us exactly what we should have done. But the times I see people trying to take on too much risk to make up for lost times usually doesn't end well.
Yeah, and we're talking about people who cut corners and try to make up for lost time. And a lot of folks also, I wouldn't call this cutting a corner. This is just being lazy about it or just kind of putting things off. A lot of people don't have their legal documents in place. And I know, David, you've seen some situations where some people got into some real trouble by not having all that stuff taken care of.
Yeah, we have. So I've mentioned on the show before, we have an estate planning attorney that works right here in our offices. So I get to see this a lot. This one didn't necessarily end badly because we caught it. But I had a client family who came in. She's in her late 40s. He's in his early 50s. And as we were looking through their documents as well as their financial things, they said, well, we did these documents back when our kids were little. And a little sheepishly, their kids are now in college. And so they knew that they needed to do something different. They just hadn't done it yet. So, we looked at things like things that are absolutely positively going to send your heirs through probate court, like not having a beneficiary deed on your house or not having beneficiary designations on your automobiles or pay on death on your bank accounts. Those types of things were really important. They just didn't know about them. So we were able to fix that situation pretty easily. Another retired couple had powers of attorney in place, but they didn't have living wills in place. And they were concerned about their spendthrift son, but they didn't have a trust in place for him. So a lot of times it's just a matter of talking to an expert who can fix these types of things for you relatively easy. Well, the peace of mind that comes with that is way worth more than what it costs you to fix it. So getting those legal documents in place, regardless of whether you're a young family or soon to be an empty nester or pretty well into your retired years, stage of life and legal documents have a lot of interplay amongst each other. And it's really, really important to have a financial professional, a legal professional that you trust to help you make sure that yours coincide with your stage of life.
And I know that you've told me in the past about maybe a couple who came in and the husband had been married before and his beneficiary was still his ex-wife. That's not a happy situation.
No, that's not what you don't want to find that out. You don't want your current spouse to find that out after you're gone.
Exactly. Well, another kind of general thing, this may not be cutting corners either, really, but this is just being, negligent, not getting organized. And I know that's one of the first things you do is help folks when they come in and you start working with them, help them get everything organized. And so it all makes sense.
Yeah, that actually happened to me just this last week. I had a potential client, come in for one of our complete planning reviews. They brought in their account statements because I was going to do a risk analysis for them. They had 14 different accounts between IRA rollovers, old 401ks, a couple of non-IRA type accounts. The thing was, Ron, they didn't know really what they had. They certainly didn't know what kind of risk exposure they were taking. And when I did the analysis, what I found out is that they were 40% stock, 60% bonds, which is a killer for their future growth since rates are so incredibly low. And of the 60% bonds they had, 30% of those were junk bonds.
Wow.
So because of their disarray, they certainly didn't have a roadmap for going forward, and they didn't have an understanding of what they had. My recommendation for them is going to be, you have plenty of assets if we get them restructured to better fit what your goals are and your lifestyle is.
Well, that's what we talk about so much when we talk about getting an assessment. People can get an assessment from you. You can figure out where they are and where they need to be and help them get there. Also, there are folks, and this kind of is a follow-up to what you just said a moment ago about not knowing what's in your portfolio, ignoring details about certain investments. And one of the big details is how much risk there is in certain investments. A lot of people they're not really ignoring it or being sloppy about it. They just don't know.
Right. And so one thing I hear a lot, whether it's at a cocktail party or people that are in my office, they say, well, my 401k did great last year. And so I say, well, okay, how was it invested? Well, I'm not sure, but it was up about 18%. And so, that obviously tells me that they're very heavily allocated to stock. But what they'll also tell you is that they got crushed in 2008 and 2009, followed up with the comment, I don't want that to happen again. But because they're ignoring those details about risk, they're just setting themselves up for the next major downturn. I don't exactly know when that is, but I know it's not a decade from now, and it's probably not 5 years from now. So this is a really good time to make sure that you really, really like your risk position, especially if you're in your 50s or 60s, soon to be retired or newly retired. Ron, one other thing about ignoring details we see a lot are that people ignore the fees that they pay. And in particular, we see that for people that own variable annuities. And so I've mentioned this on our show a number of times, but most variable annuities are charging you somewhere between 3.5% and 4% a year in fees. So if you've got a $200,000 variable annuity, that's $8,000 a year you're paying in fees. Over the next decade, that's 80 grand in fees you're paying. I can't think of any benefit that an insurance company could offer me on one of their variable annuities that's worth 4% a year in fees. So ignoring risk, ignoring fees, there's lots of things that are in life that are okay to ignore, but those two things with your investment portfolio and your retirement plan, really bad things to ignore.
David, the last one I wanted to ask you about here is what a lot of folks do because of they either put it off or they just have dread that they don't really want to talk about it. Long-term care. Most folks don't even want to think about it, much less talk about it, and therefore avoid the discussion about how they're going to pay for long-term care. Unfortunately, most of us are going to have to figure out something there.
Yeah, for sure. And it's totally understandable why that's not a fun thing to discuss. It's end of life, and it's usually you or your spouse that's having significant distress. So I get it why people don't like to discuss it, but there are really four pretty good ways to take care of that. And whichever one you choose, I think you should choose. So one is to just self-insure, to say, it's probably not going to happen to me, but if it does, here's the pot of assets I already have that are going to go to that. And once those assets are gone, I'll have plenty of other assets for the remaining spouse to do what we need to do. So that's self-insuring. I have some clients who have bought long-term care policies. Now, they're tougher to find these days because insurance companies are getting out of that business. And the increasing premiums are very irritating as you get into your 70s and 80s. And then it's also a use it or lose it proposition. You pay and you pay and you pay. And then if you never use it, well, that money is just gone. There's a third way, and that is with some sort of annuity, usually a fixed indexed annuity that I see, that has something called a home health care doubler. Now, that's a 15-minute discussion that I'm not going to have right now. But the income that the annuity pays you, in a lot of cases, will double for a certain period if you can't do two of the six activities of daily living. That's a lot of detail and a little bit of jargon, but that's a third way that people handle their long-term care. And then the fourth, and I actually see this more often, and it's one of my more favored ways to get it done for a client, is through some sort of permanent life insurance policy, oftentimes something tied to an index. And what you do is the insurance company will allow you to accelerate the death benefit while you're alive but needing long-term care. And the big benefit there, Ron, it's probably obvious to you, but maybe not to some people that are listening today, if you never use it, then there's a tax-free death benefit for your heirs, your spouse, or whoever those heirs are. So it is not a use it or lose it way to get benefits that you can use for long-term care. So this has been a pretty interesting segment on cutting at corners. There are lots of ways that you can cut corners in life, hopefully not financially, because the ramifications are just too big. If one of the corners that you've been cutting is actually putting together a real retirement plan for yourself, then I'm going to encourage you right now to stop putting that off. That's not a corner that you want to cut. So if you're listening to Ron and me today and you're saying, okay, you know what, I really don't have a real retirement plan. I'm in my late 40s or late 50s, or I'm really close to retirement and I know I should have that. Here's what I want to offer to do for you today. Pick up the phone and leave us a message that says you want to get our financial CPR, our complete planning review. When Elizabeth comes in on Monday, she's going to give you a call and set up some time when you and I can get together, and we'll do that for you. Here's what we do. The first thing we do is we analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for retirement. And we'll give you a really good report that shows that. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, especially if they rise. And I'm convinced they're going to. And then we'll give you a really good read on whether your money's going to last at least as long as you do. If you have estate planning documents, bring those in too, and we'll have them reviewed by an estate planning attorney, and we'll give you some thoughts on that. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some straight talk on exactly what we saw. This is a terrific opportunity for you to get some answers to your specific questions. So if you'd like to get some financial straight talk that's specific to you and your questions about your retirement, ask for this complete planning review, and we'll get some time set up on the calendar.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.